Possibly 207 might work for this. However, it's geared towards bigger operators that can afford to go through the process. This takes out any ambiguity about that process, and it's very straightforward. The other issue, I think, is how much control the administration will have over the process. This clearly gives, it's a real straightforward incentive package that anyone can take advantage of. I think it's also important to note that we've had, this is the, BP is the third major operator that has worked on this this oil field. And so there is a track record, I think, to substantiate that, that there is possibly justifiable reasons to reduce these royalties to spur this development. It's not like nobody's tried, and this is a speculative thing. And so for that reason, I am supportive of this this measure. So, end of story.
Thank you, Representative Ogun. If there are no other folks who want to testify, I think as a kind of a wrap-up, the fact that we're talking in this project, which may actually come to fruition in the very near future, affecting some potential of 2 billion barrels of oil in place, we've got, I don't know, somewhere around 25 billion barrels in addition in this same area, Kuparuk, Milley, and Schrader Bluff area, albeit more difficult to produce, and perhaps as much as 10 to 25 additional billion barrels of oil, as I talked earlier about heavy oil tarmac area. So we, I think, owe the state certainly the potential to use this as a pilot to hopefully unlock some of the major reserves that are still there. And as an aside, we have just pushed through, the industry and the state together, the 11 billionth barrel through the pipeline, and in Mr. Durant's inquiry, the $16 to $17 billion trust fund that we have accumulated in the permanent fund is as a result of oil development here in the state. So it's not without the a significant interest that the oil industry has chosen to be in Alaska, and the 20-some companies who have left the state because this is a very difficult place to operate. I think it behooves us to do what we can to keep them here, and if incentives are necessary to get difficult things to be brought online, then that's part of the reason for House Bill 325. Are there any final comments? If we have none, meeting is adjourned, and we will meet again on Wednesday. Meeting is over at 10:45.